USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's confirmation hearing day for the president's pick to be attorney general. William Barr will be going before the Senate Judiciary Panel and is expected to be grilled, especially by Democrats, over comments he's made about the ongoing special counsel Russia investigation. Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is saying that Barr has already stated he won't stop the investigation, so it should be an easy confirmation process.
What they're demanding of Barr, I think he already should have satisfied them by the statements he's going to make tomorrow in his opening statement already released that he said he's going to let it play out.
He spoke on Fox News after saying in an interview recently that he doesn't understand why terms like white supremacy are offensive. Republican Congressman Steve King has been booted from all his committee assignments in the new Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
As it enters day two today, the president of the L.A. Teachers Union says the first L.A. public school teacher strike in 30 years is justified.
We don't feel that we're being stubborn. We feel that we're behind righteous demands that, frankly, we shouldn't have to fight for. We shouldn't have to go on strike for. We shouldn't have to lose money for.
Teachers demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more staff. Despite the strike, students are still being urged to come to school, though yesterday many came home telling their parents they didn't really do anything all day. Still in California, residents are being told by forecasters to expect to be pounded by powerful storms this week with heavy rain, snow in the mountains, gusty winds, and a chance of flooding that could lead to mudslides. A man who staged a shooting and hostage situation at a New Jersey United Parcel Service facility yesterday was shot and killed by police. They say William Owens had been holding two women hostage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Details surrounding the Jamie Kloss kidnapping case in Wisconsin revealed in court documents as the man who snatched her and held her for 88 days after killing her parents was in court. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting on a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. During the unthinkable crime, the 21-year-old dressing in all black when he breaks into the Kloss home and shoots her parents and kills them, both shot in the head. Patterson taping Jamie's hands and ankles together, covering her mouth with tape, putting her in the trunk of his car, and when he gets her to his house, he makes her take off all her clothes. Jamie kept under his twin-sized bed with weights on top of it, but she manages to escape after being held for 88 days. Patterson charged with two counts of first-degree homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary.
And the college football champion Clemson Tigers can say they had hamburgers with President Trump. The team visiting the White House last evening, as is usual for champion teams, but they were presented with a spread of Big Macs, Whoppers, and pizza because of the government shutdown, which prevents catering for such affairs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.